In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
On this great day of Pentecost, we celebrate the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, first on the apostles, but also on the whole world. You know, after the resurrection, when the Lord had ascended into heaven, the apostles were told to rest in Jerusalem 10 days. Jesus had promised them that the gift of the Holy Spirit, that the power from on high would then be given to them, and that they would go and proclaim him, proclaim his name to the world. And on that 10th day after the ascension, the 50th day after the resurrection, the day of Pentecost, the apostles are gathered together in a house. And while they are praying, there's the sound of a rushing mighty wind, and then the appearance of fire, which cleaves, which splits, and little tongues of fire rest upon each of them. And they are empowered and filled with the Holy Spirit, empowered to proclaim the wonderful works of God in all languages. And with that gift, they are no longer afraid. They're no longer staying in hiding. They had the power of God and boldly went out and declared his name. With the gift of the Holy Spirit, they were able to accomplish things they never thought possible, that they never dreamed were in their abilities. Because the gift of the Holy Spirit is the gift of God himself. And that gift is not just to the original disciples. The prophet Joel, some 700 years earlier, foresaw that day. And he declared, "It shall come to pass," this is God speaking, "that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, the old and the young will dream and see visions. The servants, handmaidens, the Holy Spirit is given to all, sons and daughters, old and young, servants and handmaidens." And this is indeed what has happened. The gift of the Holy Spirit is given to each of us. If you look at the icon of Pentecost, we have one in the center of the church. We have one on our banner there. There's an illustration, a drawing version on your cover of your bulletins. If you look at the icon of the Pentecost, you see the disciples are sitting in a circle in the house. The top of the circle is empty. It is symbolic of the throne of Christ, who is invisibly present and or overseeing his church. There's a little man in the center of the icons named Cosmos, because he represents the entire universe. It's to show that the Holy Spirit is given not just to those 12, but to the entire universe. And then, perhaps most interesting, the circle of disciples is open on our side. We would call that a semicircle. But it's not really a semicircle, because we, as the viewer, make up the rest of that circle. We, as the viewer, complete the circle. We, as the viewer, are invited into that circle of those that receive the power of the Holy Spirit. We make up the rest of the circle. We are disciples, and therefore we receive the same gift of the Holy Spirit that the disciples do. We are empowered with the power of God by the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the fruit of that Spirit, as we read in Galatians, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And that fruit is the evidence of God living in you. That fruit of the Spirit is evidence of God's Spirit empowering your life. You know, Paul lists 9 fruits of the Spirit, 3 groups of 3. But consider even one of those. Consider joy. Joy is the fruit of the Spirit, second only to love. Joy is the gift of God. How often does the word rejoice come up in the New Testament? Tons of times. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. The gift of God, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of eternal life fill the human soul with joy that is unmistakable and unstoppable. Now, joy is not the same as happiness. Sometimes we use those words interchangeably. But happy shares the root with our word happen. Happiness, at least in its original meaning, was based on what happens. You know, happiness goes up and down as circumstances in life go up and down. Joy goes across all of it. Joy is eternal. Joy cuts through the good and the bad. Joy is a state of the Spirit, and it is stronger than outside circumstances. Joy is the ability to rejoice in God, to rejoice in life in spite of what's happening. As the fruit of the Spirit, second only to love, joy then identifies us as believers and receivers of the Holy Spirit. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, very highly respected, served from 1902 to 1932. He was once asked about his career, and he said law was not his first choice. He said he originally wanted to enter the ministry. He said, but every church elder he ever met looked and acted like an undertaker, and he didn't want to enter a life where there is no joy. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If you're not sharing joy, you may be sharing a spirit, but it's not the Holy Spirit. One of the best witnesses you have in sharing God with others is joy. Story of St. John, the Desert Father. At first, before he was a real believer, lived in Alexandria and used to criticize all the believers because he thought their happiness was so artificial. They were happy when things were good. They were happy when things were bad. They were happy when it rained. They were happy when it didn't rain. They were happy when they were healthy. They were happy when they were sick. And soon he realized that it wasn't happiness, but that there was joy and that it was real and it came from the Spirit of God. And finally, it was the joy of his neighbors that converted his soul. And he eventually went out into the desert and lived a life of prayer and peace and joy as fruits of the Spirit of the God that was begging to enter his soul and that he finally lent in. On the great day of Pentecost, not only the disciples, but the whole world is given the gift of the Holy Spirit. We take that place in the circle when we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And with the gift of the Spirit, you can accomplish things in your life that you never thought possible. Because the gift of the Holy Spirit is the gift of God Himself. Amen.
Amen.